Looks like goddamn Mario Kart.
Checkered everything.
There's something on that car.
The hay.
Daddy's home.
What the shit? Race control.
Look, one more car and I'm taking it out of your ass.
I'm gonna take this track and make it my bitch.
Did you know that races are won and lost in the pits?
I did not know that.
Did you not?
The IMS is the best there ever was.
Daddy doesn't do road cars.
Daddy only does ovals.
We certainly don't take ourselves that seriously, so you shouldn't.
Welcome to Fast Cars, Fast Girls with Abby and Molly.
Okay, it's season 2, episode 36.
All right.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Got back last night from a lovely scuba trip down in the Bahamas.
I don't know how much you were missed.
I mean,
we did hold down the fort without you.
I appreciate it.
I appreciate it.
Shout out to Juliana Myers. Filling in. Much appreciated.
Definitely.
So I did get to watch the race. It was pretty funny. I was on my phone on a boat in the middle of the ocean.
Yes.
Watching my NBC Sports Network app. watching the Sonoma race. So I did not do the night dive. The night divers are, you know, getting ready to go. And they're like, are you going on the night dives? No, thank you.
Nope.
I just stayed at the back of the boat. I was like, nope, you guys go ahead and do your briefing. I'm watching a race.
Excuse me. This is very important right now. The championship is on the line.
Right. Everybody thought I was watching a movie. They're like, what movie is that? I was like, I'm watching a race and please stop talking to me. Shh.
You're interrupting the race.
I'm like, I can't put the captions on because they're crap.
Oh my God. I had the captions on at one point and.
Yeah. Scott Dixon was Nixon.
Yes. It's just.
I've seen Rossi be like Roscoe. Like whoever is like doing the translating on the fly sucks.
Yeah, they should at least have the names ahead of time.
Yeah, the names. Yeah, I'm like, I understand that it's dicey to do that, but the names of the drivers should not be mistyped.
No, you shouldn't know them.
No.
Yeah.
So, but thank you. Thank you. I am glad to be back. It's nice to be back at home.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we got to go to our favorite place today.
We did. You might not be able to hear it in the background, but cars are on the track, so it's always a good day.
Yeah, cars are on the track at the IMS. So,
it's a good day.
Yeah. Well, we've got some news for you.
We do.
Gonna do another quick review of the season.
Yep.
And then talk about the Chris Rufus Memorial testing that is happening as we speak.
I actually spelled it right on our notes.
You sure did.
We had to talk about this morning, how we spell it, how we pronounce it, and all of a sudden I was like, oh, look, I spelled it correctly.
You did a good thing.
Yay, me.
One of many.
Well,
yes.
It's very rare that I spell names right, but I don't care.
Well, that's true.
I have a name that's always been misspelled, so I don't care.
See, I'm the other way. I loathe when people misspell. So I go out of my way to try and not misspell or mispronounce because I hate it. People are always trying to put E's in my first name and take E's out of my last name. Fucking leave the vowels where they are, people.
I grew up with a first and last name nobody can pronounce or spell. So at this point, I don't care. I know you don't mean it. I know it's a hard name. It's fine.
It's true.
All right. Well, really, only one piece of big news. Only really one piece of big news. Again, kind of the thing that everybody had been hinting about. We just didn't know the players fully. The Steinbrenner Harding team with Andretti Autosport as technical, and their two drivers are Award and Herta. So, yeah.
Not the best day for Gabby Chavez.
Not the best day. Gabby is still under contract.
Yeah, I'm curious as to how that's going to work. Like,
I don't know. And so nobody really talked about that. Also curious. Which now, actually, this is a good time to bring up. So during the off season, because everything will be happening like every week, we'll mention it every week. But then like once a month, we're going to do like good deep dives on everything because I kind of like devoting like a good solid chunk of one episode of once a month, been like, here's all the news, here's the implications, here's how it's checking out. Like, we'll still bring it.
Yeah, here's what we think this means.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, here's what we know, here's where we think it's going, kind of some news and then some educated guess / speculation on what we think is coming in the future.
And kind of doing that once a month instead of
And what'd you call that series?
Just the silly season update.
No, didn't you have a word for it? You tweeted something like that we're going to have a monthly. You had a cute name for it.
Oh, God. I don't know. I'd have to go back.
Okay. It's in our Twitter because I saw it come across. Well, and it was very fun because we hadn't talked about it. And so I just happened to see that. And I was like, it was like, we're going to be doing a monthly series. And I was like, we are.
I don't remember doing that.
I go on a boat and this bitch just makes shit up. She's like, well, we're going to take a vote. Vote passed.
And the resolution passed. Now, we talked about doing the setup. We might not have talked about the name. God, I don't remember tweeting.
Yeah, no, you totally did. I bet. I'm sure wine was involved.
Yeah, no, probably.
Yeah, I'll go back and find it. It was cute. It was it was a good name, yeah.
Yeah, that's what we'll name it. But anyway, yeah, bad day for your, potentially bad day for Gabby Chavez. Great day for Colton and Pato.
Yeah, it is a great day for Colton and Pato.
And it's exciting to see Steinbrenner make that jump up.
It is. Yeah, I'm very excited for that. well, because they pair with Herta.
Yes.
As well in the Lights League.
Yes.
So I enjoy that. I mean, I enjoy kind of, you know, smaller teams helping each other out and having some, you know, joint business together. Yeah. Hopefully I would love to see it, you know, grow into something where they each can then run their own full season and have all that. Because I love having more teams. I love having more diversity and competition.
I think the problem we're running into is that we need another engine manufacturer.
We do need
another PDQ.
Yeah, we absolutely need another engine manufacturer, which, I mean, is not a bad problem to have.
No, but it's
a good thing for IndyCar, but it's I think it's going to make this next season a little dicey because isn't it that, I mean, pretty much if an engine manufacturer were going to come in.
You did say Indian manufacturer.
I said Indian. Oh, like okay. Indian. Engine. Just making up words.
It happens. Yeah.
Engine manufacturer.
Not as easy as you think.
No. But they would need to start testing now to be ready for the 2020 season.
Yeah, I think like the May is kind of the cutoff of this year for 2020. So, you know, people are kind of busy in May.
Yeah, it's kind of a busy time. Not a lot of track time out there. So.
No.
So. Yeah, I mean, I'd love to see that. I'd love to see another manufacturer. So, but yeah, I'll be interested to see what they have Gabby Chavez do. Since he is still under contract, will he just be a sub-in? Are they going to have, you know, Award and her to each run? I mean, are they going to be the full time or is one of them going to have a split ride?
Yeah.
Are they going to have Gabby do stuff in lights?
I mean, is he at least going to do the 500? Is he going to be like some weird? I don't know.
Is he going to move into more of a coaching position?
God. I mean, he's fine, but he's also not been around enough to have a coaching. Like,
no.
It's not like Tony, who would be a natural slide into a coaching position. Castro Neves, you know, I know
they
that.
Got years of experience. And
I don't know why I'm. Franchitti is
Dario.
Dario, yeah.
Yeah, Dario, yeah. And it's like, yeah, years of experience and knowledge and all that. But yeah, it's like Gabby, I mean, I know that he has knowledge and experience, but he hasn't been around, you know, forever. He's not a seasoned driver.
I wish you
if you will.
Oh, I won't. I was blanking on Franchitti's name, and I about said, you know, the one with the really good long hair.
Yeah.
Which everybody would have been like, oh, yeah, Dario.
Yes, Dario.
Which,
that
I'm going to
ask him. Beautiful Scotsman.
I'm going to ask him about his hair care routine one day. Mm. It's going to happen.
I mean, I'll just ask him anything. I love that accent.
Yeah, but I do want to know, what does he use on his hair?
I mean, because you have similar hair.
I do. That's why
I'm because he's got the curly hair. Yeah. No, I think that, I mean, that's a very, I think that. Yeah, whatever he uses, you should definitely get
him. I'm just going to get,
Yeah, because his curls look beautiful.
Yeah, and if he just looks at me like, I just use shampoo, I might punch him in the face.
Yeah, be like, really?
Really? Really?
That's like the people that are just born with just perfectly curled, long, and dark black eyelashes and never have to wear mascara. Fuck you.
Yeah.
I mean, good for you, but like, at the same time, I hate you a little bit. I hate you a little bit.
Just a bit.
I'm super jealous. Mm-hmm. That's really what it is. I'm just super jealous if you really don't have to put any effort into it. very interesting.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens. I mean, we've had a few announcements last year. Oh, well, you probably don't know the announcements.
No, I don't.
Sato's staying with RLL.
All right.
Shit.
Which, he was initially going to be my first out, and then I changed it.
I know. I can't. My phone's too far away.
And I said that I picked him because I was like, he's so inconsistent. I bet he won the last race. He'll probably stuff it this race. And even though I didn't stick with that, that prediction was still correct.
It was still correct.
I mean, but the irony of it is funny as hell.
Yeah. You still did not get the point for
that. No, and that's fine. But yeah, won the race prior.
You've already got your Sato. Your Sato point for the 500 2 years ago.
That's true.
You do not get to go back to the well on that one.
No. I don't get to go back on that one.
No, he's saying, damn it, there was somebody else who announced, but it wasn't like a
shocking.
It wasn't
surprising.
It was Sebastian Bourdais staying.
Oh, with Delcoin.
Yeah, he's in the one. Nobody knows who's in the second Delcoin ride, but Bourdais in the other one.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah.
Who do you think's gonna not make the cut this year?
From an article that I've read recently, maybe both of them.
Hmm.
Dale's looking at a lot of options.
Interesting. I wonder what Chip Ganassi's gonna do with Ed Jones.
Yeah, that's another seat that's up.
I really like Ed Jones. I'd like him to stay there. I'd like him to stay full time.
I do too. I think he might not have had the greatest season, but he's not had a horrible season.
No, and he's had podiums and
yeah, like I'd keep him.
And he typically finishes. He doesn't have a lot of DNFs.
Yeah, I think Portland was kind of a bad.
Yeah.
But
Portland fucked my everything. My entire fantasy team was involved in that crash. Yeah. All of them. Except for Willpower.
Who then had other issues.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm. I know. I was there.
Yeah. No.
I saw the meltdown in front of me. And then when Will crashed, no. I saw the second meltdown in front of me.
I was like, God damn it.
And at that point, I was like, well, it's time to leave. How can I get out of here?
We've got Winter Circle pictures to take.
I know.
Oh, good times.
Yeah.
Well, let's do our move on into our motorsports pit stop.
All righty. Well, NASCAR is in their cup playoff. I don't know, guys.
Yeah, they do playoffs now.
It's a cup playoff. So they're at Las Vegas 2, because they've already been at Las Vegas
yes.
once. Or last time it was Las Vegas. I'm sorry. They're at Richmond right now.
Yes.
So first in Las Vegas was Keselowski. That makes his second first in a row.
Yep. And it was also Penske's 500th win.
And they kind of showed Roger.
Is pretty awesome.
It's pretty badass.
And like they showed him because he was at the IndyCar race and like he just holds up a five and like did
the fist pump.
The like fist pump. Like yes.
The old man fist
almost
pump.
Almost like the Napoleon Dynamite, but not in an ironic way.
I know.
Like in a very genuine like 500. Yes.
So he came in first. Kyle Larson was second. Martin Truex Jr., who won the Brickyard last year, was third. But Truex is still first in standings with Busch second. Kyle Busch second. Sorry, there's multiple Bushes.
And then third is Brad Keselowski. So he's having a hell of a season.
He is. His back half's kind of picking up.
It is.
So like I accidentally said, they're at Richmond this weekend. And interesting... the Xfinity race this weekend, Dale Jr. is hopping back in a car.
Good for him.
So he's going to be driving in the Xfinity race.
All right.
As is Catherine Legg. So.
Excellent. Good for her.
Yeah. This is going to be her first oval in a NASCAR.
Very cool.
I would like to point that out. Her first oval in a NASCAR.
In a NASCAR. So, yeah.
I mean, it's cute NASCAR. It's cute.
Because she's been in the 500.
It's okay.
I enjoy her. I like her a lot. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, NHRA. This past race was the Dodge NHRA Nationals. Still don't know why they're called Nationals. Everybody. If anybody does, please let me know.
Every single one of them.
Every race is the Nationals. The top fuel winner was Steve Torrence. Funny car was J.R. Todd. Pro stock was Vincent Noble. And pro stock motorcycle was Hector Arana Jr.
Mm-hmm.
In the standings, top fuel is Steve Torrence, who also won. Yep. Funny car, J.R. Todd, who also won. Pro stock is Tanner Gray. And pro stock motorcycle, Eddie... Krawiec? K-R-A-W-I-E-C.
Krawiec? Krawiec?
Krawitz? I don't know. No idea.
Yeah.
Their next race is actually Gateway.
Yeah.
And it is this weekend. So out at one of our very close tracks. So we enjoy it. We had a great time there for the IndyCar race, but yeah.
We will never be camping there again.
We will never camp there again. We will just stay at the casino because really... That's where we belong anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, so hopefully their weather's a little bit better than ours today. It's a little chilly.
I think so. I think they might not have the cloud cover we have.
Yeah, I think we're like on the tail end of something. Of this mm-hmm. front.
Yeah, because it came through last night.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Formula One, their past last weekend, they was the Singapore Grand Prix.
Yes.
And first place was Lewis Hamilton. Mm-hmm. Second, Max Verstappen. And third, Sebastian Vettel.
Vettel, yes. Ferrari.
Yep.
So standings, they've got Lewis Hamilton is in first, second is Sebastian Vettel, and third is Kimi Raikkonen, and they will be at the Russian Grand Prix on the 30th, so that weekend. So not this, I guess it would be this upcoming weekend, since people will be listening to this Wednesday.
Yes. So, yep.
It's weird to kind of, like, talk about things and, like...
When is that happening?
Future perfect tense of something or another.
Yeah.
So.
Lots of thinking.
Lots of tensing.
I would enjoy going to Russia, period. But I think a race in Russia would be very, very interesting.
I would, too.
I'd be interested. Like, I don't know where in Russia it is.
I have no idea. I could look it up.
But I mean, you know, because some of the architecture there is
so cool.
Super cool. Yeah. And so, yeah, having race cars, like, you know, like this, the old because architecture with these new race cars, like just mm-hmm. the dichotomy of that, I enjoy.
I'm betting it's St. Petersburg?
I would think so.
I mean, where else would you?
I don't know.
That's also probably, yeah. It'd be the only place I'd put a race in Russia.
Yeah, I would think so.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like Moscow would be too big. That'd be like putting, you know.
Yeah, it'd be like putting it in New York.
Yeah, like a Chicago. Like you're not going to be able to shut down streets like that in a city.
No, I don't think so.
In a city that big.
No.
So, yeah, very interesting. Well, and also, I mean, that's like their Washington, D.C., too. It's like the security things that would have to go through for all that, you know.
Oh, God, yeah.
So, yeah, I bet St. Petersburg.
I bet St. Petersburg.
We could just Google that, but, yeah.
Did we?
No.
No. We did not.
Sometimes we just make shit up.
Yeah, I mean.
So, it's one of our favorite things, which we actually don't have one for this particular episode, but we do in most of our other episodes. And if you feel like you've missed an episode, or you just miss hearing the sounds of our voices, you can find us on all kinds of social media and every podcast hosting site there is.
Yeah.
You can access all that directly from our website, www.fastcarsfastgirls.com. So you can link to all of our social media, all the episodes. You can listen to the episodes right there. You can subscribe right there. And then you can also share us with your friends and family.
And if you subscribe, you might as well just go ahead and rate us and review us.
Yes, we'd appreciate it. Give us a nice little rating and review. We actually met one of our followers earlier today as we were going into the clearance store. So she told us, you know, how much she enjoyed listening to us. And we appreciate that. We enjoy the feedback. So yeah, we always like meeting you guys. So for everybody that comes up and says hi and all that, thanks.
Thank you. It makes us feel nice.
We enjoy that. We enjoy meeting you guys too. So.
And hey, we're going into the off season. We will not be quitting in the off season.
We will not. Nope. There is no off season for Fast Cars, Fast Girls.
Never an off season.
We are Fast Girls every day of the week.
What off season?
Hashtag what off season? Hashtag could stop, won't stop.
So we have like stuff planned out, but it's loosey goosey. So if there's anything that you guys like want us to do a deep dive on, like let us know. Hit us up on social media. You can contact us directly from our website.
Yep.
Just let us know. We are happy to look into a topic.
Yeah. So yeah, if there's something you want to hear more on, I know we did a lot of, you know, some technical stuff last season and we had our Fun with Flags episode. You know, if there's, you know, something about the cars you'd like us to kind of go into a deep dive on.
We'd love it.
Yeah, we're about it. So we've got some ideas, but we also fly by the seat of our pants a lot of the times.
Yeah. So if you're like, I really want to learn about this, we're like, let's just move stuff around.
Let's
not a problem.
Let's do it. And we're going to have some really fun interviews for you guys in the off season.
Yes.
Not to mention, we've got the air race coming up in October.
I have to say, like 2 weeks from
now. 2 weeks from now. We've got Lights at the Brickyard.
Oh, boy.
The Rolex 24 at Daytona. Yeah. So we've got
PIR.
Yeah. Got a few fun things peppered in. And in fact, actually this Monday, we are going to go watch the premiere of the Scott Dixon documentary. So
yeah, if you will believe it, they're letting us cover
the red carpet. I'll tell you what, the email chain, because they didn't blind copy people. They just straight added an email address so you can see everybody else. And it's like,
one of these things is not like the other.
Okay? Yeah. It's like 98 professional journalists and me and Molly.
Yeah. And then us.
This is awesome, but also hilarious.
Horrifying. Yeah,
totally. One of these things is not like the other.
You know, somebody went there and was like, okay, I'll be up there. Wait, what?
What the? Are those girls that always wear the checkered stuff?
Is it the checkered? Oh, God.
Yep, they really are letting anybody in.
Yep, well, okay. But no, that's going to be fun. We're covering the movie, the arrivals, everything. We're doing it for us, and we're doing it for IndyCar Nation.
Yes, which is something that we have had so much fun with this past season.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
So make sure that you join for the 2019 season.
See, they should have, and when they put it out, we'll obviously put it out on all of our social media.
But usually
media.
Black Friday or Christmas special.
Like a special.
Yeah, and I think this last year for the $100 membership, it was like 35% off. Like it was something crazy.
Yeah.
Or like 30. It was like $65 or $70 for the $100 membership, which is the one that gets you access to all of the super cool shit.
Yes.
The next level down, you don't have access to necessarily everything, but the top level, like anything you have access to, and it's so much fun.
It really is.
So, but as you can hear, we're not slowing down at all in the off season. So don't worry, you can get your fix of racing right here from us.
We will make sure of that.
We will.
Well, the car stopped. It must be a break.
Oh, yeah. Let's see.
They do like a weird, like at the beginning, they were starting on the hour and now I think they're
kind of off.
Yeah.
I don't know. They got a little off kilter.
I did not set the schedule up. No. I would give them more than 30 minutes for lunch.
Yeah. I think that's probably what threw them off.
Yeah. That's exactly what threw everything
off. Yeah, 30 minutes for lunch, please.
Please. No.
No. At least 45.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta let the drivers eat and poop. I don't know. I mean,
yeah, exactly. Plus, like, you know, they still have to like move the cars and like go back to the garage. I mean, a lot of other things other than just the eating. It's not like they can just, you know, like when you're at work and you just leave your desk and go get lunch.
Like
there's a little more of a process there.
A little bit. So.
A little bit.
Anyway. Well, I guess we have to talk about the season being finally over.
Yep, it's over. It's a little bittersweet.
It is a little bittersweet. It was a great season.
It was a great season. Scott Dixon now matches AJ Foyt on championship wins.
AJ, I think, still has a couple more.
Oh, does he have more? Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, is it just like in the time period, like five within so many years?
No, AJ is just the one.
Like, oh, the only person that has more.
That has more than Scott.
Okay. Yeah. So, all right. Well, I got the little wrong. But
it's all right.
Still fucking impressive.
Like, still though. Impressive.
Like,
shit.
The only person that has more championship wins than Scott Dixon is AJ Foyt. Like,
okay.
Yeah. Dixon, in case you were unaware, Dixon is the GOAT of our generation.
Yeah, and
so,
Dixon's not stopping, so it's not like he's like, well, I'm done.
Yeah, no. I mean, he's just an incredible driver.
I think if he does, he could match Foyt's record is what, because I think Foyt might have seven.
Seven. Mm-hmm. I think it is seven.
And Scott's got five. So he could, I mean, he's no doubt going to be a championship contender next year.
Oh, absolutely.
So we'll see.
And just like he's a contender in every race, it makes no difference where he
right.
starts.
You just pick Scott. I mean, yeah. It's fine.
I mean, I would have really enjoyed Rossi winning the championship. He totally got screwed on that.
God.
Yeah, that lap one incident.
But
just because, you know, I enjoy it and he had a hell of a season, but it's like, you know.
You can't be upset that Scott won. Like,
no.
That's the thing. You can't be like, ugh,
no.
You're going to be like, all right, yep, no, I get it. He's a great driver.
I get it. I mean, well, it's like, you know, he truly is an incredible driver.
Yeah.
Like, every single day. Like, Scott Dixon does not make mistakes.
No.
I mean, he doesn't.
He doesn't.
Like, I don't know that I witnessed a single mistake of his the entire season.
It's
unbelievable.
Even when they have bad qualifying and he starts mid-pack, you look up at the podium, you're like, oh, there's Scott.
There's Scott on the podium again.
Scott podiumed. Cool.
Again.
Yep. All right.
Yeah.
Save some for the rest of us, Scott.
So, but congratulations again to Scott Dixon.
Yeah, it's really
great. Very cool. So, yeah, little season review. It's been a busy season, a fun season.
Yeah. Just been an amazing season. So, we kind of like to do something where we just do our, I don't want to do, I mean, it's top five moments, but in top five, like, some can be, like, great, great, great moments. Some can be not great moments. So,
just like top five most memorable.
Yes.
Yes. For whatever reason.
Yeah. And in no order, because we can't choose between any of these.
No, we really can't.
No, I don't think so at all.
No.
You want to go first? You want me to go first?
You go first.
Okay. So first one that stuck out in my mind again, no particular order. So first one I wrote down, St. Petersburg, just kind of watching and seeing that new car take to the track or the streets, I guess, for the first time. It was amazing when we got to sit right at the edge of the airport runway run.
Yes, yeah. In the grandstand 10.
Yeah, and seeing them take that turn. Plus, who knew that we would meet the painter and be really great friends with them now. But yeah, St. Petersburg, just seeing them on that track for the first time is just magical.
It was. All right, well, I had a St. Pete one as well, so
okay.
I'm going to skip and
land
right.
on
no
mine.
Yeah. So my St. Petersburg, all of that. I loved all of that. And then I actually said the IndyCar Nation meet and greet.
Yeah.
Because we went to that bar restaurant, and that's actually where we met the paint tour.
Mm-hmm.
We met Eric, and I mean, and a couple drivers and just different people, and we really got to, you know, network, and it kind of, you know, it was our first time doing a meet and greet with IndyCar Nation members.
Yes.
And so it was kind of our first time really getting to know all those people.
Mm-hmm.
And it really blossomed into some very cool friendships and relationships.
Yeah.
We had a hell of a lot of fun with people that we met that night.
Yes.
So yeah, that's definitely one of my top moments.
Cool. All right. Another one of my memorable moments. And see, this is the one that I thought we would double up on, which is funny that it was St. Petersburg bump day. We had talked about, I mean, it was January or February of last year. We were like, we might have
bump day.
Bumping. Like, people started to really talk about it and everybody got really excited. And we were like, now we have bump day. And then we all go to bump day. And all of a sudden we went like this. Fuck.
Secretly, we all kind of hate bump day.
like all of a sudden we were like, oh, wait, now I remember why we were okay with not having bump day.
Yeah, it was like all of us had to eat a little bit of crow
because
it was like, oh, I forgot how much it sucks when a driver I love doesn't make it in.
And it was fucking Hinch who
everybody
loves.
Yeah.
Didn't make it in, and we were all like, no, this is not what we wanted.
Yeah, this is not how we wanted things to go.
No. So that was definitely a very memorable,
very passionate day.
Remember being in the stands and my niece going, are you two crying?
I don't want to talk about
shouted.
Just a little.
Just enough.
There's lots of tears that get shed at the track, okay?
Okay.
Mind your business.
When I go home, I will cry outright.
Right.
Not right now. Just a minute. It's leaking.
I just need a few minutes, yeah.
Go get your aunt another drink. She's old enough, I can say that.
Yes. Yeah, that was quite the day.
It was quite the day.
Let's see. Interviewing Mike Hull.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That was such a great interview. I could talk to that man for days.
Days.
Just his knowledge and point of view. And I mean, he's just a very cool guy.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was definitely one of my top moments, was talking to Mike Hull.
Definitely. Well, to follow up bump date, I just kind of put the month of May.
Yeah.
Because we just had a lot going on between everything at the track and then all of the different people we got to interview in the IndyCar Nation garage.
Yep.
You know, Simon's interview.
Simon Pagenaud, yep, doing the Donald Duck impression.
Oh, my God. Connor, although poor Connor was supposed to have gotten in the car.
Had been in the car. He's a little antsy.
Little antsy, which I understand. That was interesting.
We got Sabra.
And Bruna.
And Bruna Tomaselli, yep. It was very cool.
It was just...
Kara Adams.
Mind
first
blown.
Time we met her.
Oh, my God.
And she's awesome. And so, and that was another... I mean, that has developed into an awesome relationship with her.
Definitely.
And we've had so much fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, interact with her and got to interview her again at Portland.
Always great.
Always great.
Yeah. So May, I think, has got to be just the whole month of it. I mean, start to finish, soup to nuts. Because then even, like, the banquet at the end, having Juliana come out for the whole weekend, you know, carb day, like everything to me.
Yeah.
So.
Absolutely. Yeah. And did you just say soup to nuts?
Soup to nuts.
The fuck does that mean?
It's just a thing. Soup to nuts. All. It's just like this all encompassing start to finish.
I mean, is it like a food, like soup, the appetizer, and like nuts is the dessert?
No,
like,
it's just a thing.
I've never heard that before.
You remember that my family is like weird country.
I know. That's why I was like, I have to ask what this
nuts,
is.
It just means start to finish. All
okay.
encompassing.
Front to back. Yeah. Yep. Okay.
Nuts to butts. But that's not exactly what that means.
Yeah. I mean, I figured it was like, like nuts the food. But yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Oh,
sorry. That's I was just
okay.
like, I've never fucking heard that.
You're
I got to
like,
ask.
What?
Well, because my family has some country ass sayings that I'm like, okay.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just a country ass saying that means all encompassing.
Yep. All right. All right then. Let's see.
What are you?
As we've already talked about, the Portland Lap 1 crash that destroyed my fantasy team. Because we had snuck onto the hot pits and, we went out there when we were allowed to be out there. We just didn't leave when we were supposed to.
I didn't hear the announcement. Usually
I didn't either.
There's an announcement that's like, if you don't leave. And so I will hear that. I didn't hear that where we were.
I didn't hear it either.
And I really didn't hear that.
I really didn't either.
Okay.
Like, I mean, I really didn't hear them. Yeah. I knew about when it was supposed to happen, but.
But it just, I didn't feel like it happened.
I don't feel like it really happened. So we just, I mean, even if it had happened, we were going to stay anyway. We had committed to that.
Well.
Yeah.
Also true.
Also true. Yeah. So when we got about half the race, but yeah, when that crash and I just lost my shit, I was like, God damn it.
God, that is so funny. God, that was so funny.
Yeah, that was very funny.
Well, that actually dovetails because I kind of just had Portland down because being in an inaugural race is very, very exciting. You're kind of just there experiencing everything for the first time with everybody else.
Yeah.
It's also where Larry Foyt tried to kill me. I'm like 90% sure.
God, yes.
Larry tried to kill me.
That was so funny. How's your weekend? Not great.
Not great. I don't want to be on this ride anymore.
That must be very frustrating.
It's when you kind of get on the ride at a carnival and you look over at the carny who's running it. And
you're like, he's who did the safety check.
He's drinking out of a paper bag. You're like, it's time to go.
Right? He put this together and did the safety checks. I don't feel very safe.
I don't feel very safe in this. No, I mean, it was much different than going to Gateway last year. I think Gateway's inaugural and Portland's inaugural are wildly different. But I really had fun in Portland.
I really did too. Well, I really enjoyed the size of the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
There were so many people that came out. So many local people that came out. And and we did a lot of the rideshare stuff, you know, Lyft and Uber. And actually, I think we just did Lyft because they're cheaper. So
yeah. I think I might have also had a coupon.
Oh, yeah. You had a coupon. And yeah, I mean, even our Lyft drivers, you know, were asking questions and everybody knew somebody that used to follow IndyCar. And I think I talked three of our Lyft drivers into coming out to the track the next day.
So you're welcome.
You're welcome, Portland GP. But yeah, seeing the crowd and just that energy and
mm-hmm. Excuse me.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, speaking of energy, our live show at Pocono.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. And, I mean, and just that entire weekend, like, Camping with the Pain tour. Mm-hmm. I mean, that whole weekend was wild. We also had Wiccan's crash during the race, which I didn't list as one of my moments, but is definitely one of the most memorable because it was a horrific crash.
Right.
And it's good to see him doing rehab and doing well and all that. But, yeah, Camping with the Pain tour, fucking awesome. Had so much fun with all them. And
then we went to the live show.
And then the live show.
Where the mics didn't work.
The mics didn't work.
That was the best part about it, though.
And so we've got to, like, stretch our time, and we are, like, carnival barkers and going down and asking kiddos who their favorite drivers are, just, you know, throwing up softball questions to get the crowd warmed up because they're getting antsy. And, frankly, we plan on the show starting on time, and we drank beforehand. And it's like there's a window where you're too drunk. And we were getting into the danger zone of we're going to be too drunk by the end of our show.
Yes.
If we don't start this pretty soon.
Because fun fact about every single person, I can't say every single person, but our first group, all the women at that table, we were all drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Hard liquor, by the way.
Yeah.
Hard liquor.
I had bourbon with like a splash of Coke.
Yeah, I had...
That water bottle still smells like bourbon. I have washed it. And when I drink water in it, it still kind of like smells like bourbon.
It smells like I had vodka with some lemonade.
Yeah, just a splash.
So Missy and I were just shooting back vodka lemonade.
Oh. But yeah, that entire show, that was so much fun. And but yeah, the mic's not working.
I'm sad that that part is, there's not a way that we could find, like we couldn't record it because the mics weren't working.
Yeah. I wonder, did Frank record any of that?
He might have.
He may have. We'll have to ask Frank. But yeah, I mean, that was just hysterical and just so on brand for us.
It's
to just,
so much on brand for us.
Like,
nobody's here.
The natives are restless. Let's entertain the crowd.
Let's do this.
Let's rock and roll. Oh, yeah. Ad lib? That's our life.
Okay. Just yell at the crowd and make them happy. Cool.
Asking people where they're from. Yeah, it was that. That was fun. And then the show itself. And I love having a live audience.
I do too.
It was very fun at Carb Day, but like, and I enjoyed that show a lot as well. But the one at Pocono was
just felt more. I don't know. I don't think intimate, but the crowd was much more responsive. Like everybody was much more relaxed. It wasn't like Carb Day shit wasn't going on behind us.
Yeah. Yeah, there was still.
Didn't do the wrong hand gesture for wrap it up and stretch it out. still bitter about that one. I've gotten over that for now.
But no, it was just, it was fantastic.
That was a lot of fun.
Everything about it. Yeah, we had great guests. And
yeah, we did.
Yeah, and we were outside, too. I felt like,
that's always nice.
I mean, the view, it's like we were up in this really cool section of the grandstands.
The sun was starting to kind of set.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
We got our picture taken with everybody during the golden hour.
So we sure did, so we looked fantastic.
Right, because we were girls about that.
Right.
We're like, wait, find the light.
Yep, exactly. Oh, dusk.
Here
this
we go.
Perfect. We will all look tan.
You're all welcome.
Oh, so, yeah, I loved that. That was so much fun.
So much fun. Oh, man. We'll have to do it next year.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Surprise. We're doing one day.
Well, oh, yeah. That's happening.
Write next that year. Down.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely happening next year.
Definitely. Definitely.
And you got the pain tour to play Uptown Girl as Rossi and Hinch enter.
I am so like.
And the end of the recording is you saying to Hinch, you're welcome for the music, and then laughing.
And then just leaving.
And then
that's
ghost.
That's the power move I make.
Oh, it was a total power move.
You're welcome for the music. Dip.
Gone.
It's the mic drop without dropping the mic because they had just gotten them to work, so I'm just going to drop it. Don't worry.
That was so funny.
It was. So, all right. Another one I always enjoyed when Rossi as a driver got shunted to the back, either pit stop issue, Portland. Or not Portland, but Sonoma. And then watching him work his way through.
Yes. That was almost one of mine as well. Like the Indy 500. He started in the last row.
The 500. And just watching him make passes and carve through a field. Especially when people were like, oh, this car is going to allow passing. And then all the drivers got in the car and they're like, this car will not allow passing.
We can't pass. And Rossi's
said, I don't know what, you had a mouse in your pocket? Who's this we?
Right? He's like,
I can.
I'm having no problem passing. So maybe it's not a problem with the car.
Just saying. Maybe
might be a user issue, as my dad would say. I believe that's a user issue.
What is it? The problem is between the seat and the steering wheel. it's technically between like the seat and the keyboard, but this would be between the seat and the steering wheel. But no, I every time I'm like, wait for it, because it's about to go down.
Yes.
Because there's like a lap or two where he's just like getting in the zone.
Well, it's like, I mean, he's a very cerebral driver. It's like a chess game. And it's like those lap or two where he's getting in the zone. He is planning literally 16 steps ahead. Mm-hmm. He knows how each driver is going to react. He's watching them, how they're driving in these turns, taking in all that information so that he knows their weaknesses.
Yeah.
It's like, if it was a movie, it's like you could see like information like weird, like downloading. Like, yeah. Like
from the, like the Matrix.
Yes.
Yes.
Like all of this. And then he's like, and I'm going to do this.
And then it just goes.
Unreal.
It's unreal. Unreal.
Yeah.
So it's been one of the highlights of my season.
I do really enjoy watching him drive.
This season.
Right. I do really enjoy watching him drive.
I mean, it's fun.
It is.
It's fun. You're in for a show.
And that quote from somebody on Twitter that we have said many times, he drives like he stole it.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
Oh. Well, my final moment.
Mm-hmm.
This whole weekend was fantastic. At Mid-Ohio with your dad. But that fucking flamingo on the golf cart. Oh my God.
On the live stream. And we didn't know about it till somebody else just tweeted a picture. It was Champ Song. Tweeted out like the gif of the golf cart. And we both screamed knowing it was us.
Oh my God. Oh, that was so funny. And again, kudos to Chick Hilliker because
like he's the one who came up with the idea.
Yeah, he wanted to decorate the cart and we were like, cool, because at Road America, you know, we did some flags and things and we had some lights and
yeah.
I mean, and we were gonna continue to do that for the next one.
Right.
I mean, and I enjoyed that, but the addition of the flamingo, I loved the thought of it, but I had no idea how amazing that was going to be.
Like, I will tell you, when he bought it and he inflated it at the house, and my mom and I kind of stood there and stared at it like, how is this going to work? Like, there was a lot of questions.
Yeah.
And then it worked.
It was fantastic.
Like, it popped up on that golf cart and it fit and like, it was beautiful.
It was amazing. I mean, we are never going to have a golf cart again without it.
No. And
because also, it made it super fucking easy to find our golf cart.
That's nice.
Yeah. Like at Road America and Mid-Ohio, there's can in some places be a shit ton of golf carts altogether.
At Mid-Ohio, there was just rows of golf carts and cars.
Yeah. And ours, easy to find. Yeah. And it was hysterical.
Yes. And even places where we can't have golf carts, we're putting it on something.
Yeah.
The campsite will have.
Yeah, at Gateway, it never did go on the van, but it was part of our display.
Yes.
I mean, it is part of the decoration. So even if we don't have a golf cart,
it's there.
The flamingo will be traveling with us. So I mean, you will see more of the flamingo.
And there will be more flamingos, I feel like. It's the checkered flamingo
are,
now.
We are gathering flamingos. In fact, yeah, I need to place that order. I've got flamingos to come in from China. Solar-powered flamingos.
Chinese flamingos.
Yes. Yeah, there will be more flamingos, so get ready for that in the 2019 season.
Oh, definitely.
I think we are going to call our campsite the Checkered Flamingo.
Yeah, we should find it. We should make a sign.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'd have Ryan do that.
On like a checkered background, the Checkered Flamingo. It feels like a really cool bar, too.
It does. It sounds like a great bar name, the Checkered Flamingo.
I would drink there.
Yeah.
I would drink at our campsite.
Absolutely.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Small enough, we could also put it up at the hotel rooms for our races that we go.
Yes. Well, and I actually saw on Zazzle mats for your car that I'm going to have to get that are checkered and then have a pink flamingo silhouette right in the middle.
I mean, I just can't believe that. Like, first of all, finding anything checkered is hard enough.
Yes. And then the fact, because I just Googled checkered flamingo and I was like, you've got to be fucking kidding
me. Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah, there's a shower curtain. Like, my new apartment might have that shower curtain because,
I mean, first of
all, why not?
You can just use that and like,
well, and what's funny is I love flamingos. Like, I actually already have flamingo decorations.
Yeah.
So.
And for, like, a bathroom, you can use, like, a white and then just do, like, pink.
Yeah. Accents.
Accents, like your toothbrush holder or shit like mm-hmm. that. Perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, I love this. Sorry. This has now turned into a bathroom decorating.
Yeah. Interior design of Abby's new
podcast. Yes. So it's fine.
But yeah. So the Checkered Flamingo.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Bar and campsite will be open for business.
That was just an amazing moment.
Oh, my gosh. Everybody fucking saw us. Everybody knew us. It was amazing.
It was.
Like, that was just, God, that was just the tits. Like, oh, that was amazing.
We never put it up at Pocono.
We did not.
The weather was shit, though.
The weather was shit.
Like, the flamingo
we were going to, and we were like, meh.
it would fly away. We'll put the other ones up.
Yeah. So we did. We did all of ours. So yes, there will be more free range flamingos.
Yes.
Our flamingo farm will be growing.
We'll have a flamingo path. That's what we're going to do next year. We decided.
Yeah. We're going to like create a walkway. Yeah.
Cause we're all about the setup here.
Yeah. I mean, we want to bring a little bit of class to our campsite.
I mean, we are classy.
We are classy AF.
Definitely.
Yeah.
It's for the brand.
Oh, any other lingering thoughts?
I'm sad it's over.
I am too.
Yeah.
Although it'll be nice to have a little bit of downtime on the weekends.
To have weekends where I don't have to get in the car and drive anywhere. I mean, like, you know, we had the Brickyard, but that was right here. We had Chris Griffith, but that's right. Griffiths, but that's right here. We'll have the Air Race, but again, that's right here.
Yeah. And like, it's a lot easier.
Everything until Daytona is here.
Which is super nice.
Yeah.
Because even though it takes up the day, it's like I still get to come back to my own home. And if I have like, you know, chores or errands to run, I can still do them. It's not being out of town and not being able to do anything.
Like I can't, the 3 weeks.
Can't do laundry
while I'm out of town. Where I didn't go to the grocery.
Yeah.
And at one point I was like, I have no food left.
Yeah. I've gone through everything, even the shit that I didn't want to eat.
Yeah. Looked like it's popcorn for the fourth night in a row. Like that's how bad it got at one point in my house.
Yeah.
Okay.
I actually ate some shitty popcorn the other day because I was like, I haven't been in the store to get snacks for myself forever.
Yeah.
And it was this popcorn that I don't even like, but I did have some leftover of the butter drizzle.
Nice.
The Orville Redenbacher, which I was, you know, thought, okay, it's shitty popcorn, but you pour this on it. It tastes 1,000 times better.
Yes. So.
But yeah, great season.
Good season. Sad it's over.
Sad it's over. Looking forward to next season and all the places. We're going to go to even more races.
God, yeah.
It's going to be a good time.
It's going to be a good time.
Yeah. Well, Chris Griffiths today.
So, yeah, Chris Griffiths, it's like the two-day, well, we used to call it the Monster Road to Indy.
But yes, now it's just the road to Indy.
Now it's just the road to Indy. So a lot of it is the drivers who are either A, starting in USF 2000, so this is their first time.
Yeah.
And so they're out there testing, or if there's transition between the ladders, the rungs on the ladder. So USF to Pro Mazda, Indy, they're out there testing as well. Although a few
current lights drivers were also like
Flying Ryan was out there
because
he does not stop believing.
He does not. Victor Franzoni was out there.
Victor Franzoni is out there. Yep.
I think everybody else was not Indy lights last year.
I can't remember if Choi was lights or not.
I don't remember either.
I thought he might be Pro Mazda.
Yeah, he might've been Pro Mazda. So, but yeah.
So, and they're out there, and they're on the road course, and it's a two-day thing, and well, we're recording this on Saturday, so.
Yep. So, but yeah, I mean, they weren't going super fast just because it's pretty cool today.
It's an interesting day.
Yeah, it was like 58 degrees when we headed over, so, you know, you just can't go that fast because you slide around. But nobody, I mean, was sliding or, like, running off course.
No, it was pretty good.
Yeah, and they're actually, because there was the memorabilia, like, swap meet or whatever.
I don't
some
know what
shit.
They're calling it.
Yeah, over at the museum, so there were a shit ton of people there already, so.
Yeah.
You know, people kept coming out to the mounds. The funniest was when we got there, there was like a peepaw up there in like shorts and a t-shirt.
Oh my God.
With a like ceramic coffee mug from his house. And we show up with chairs and everything. And he's like, hey, what's going on? And so we tell him, he was like, yeah, I woke up and heard the cars. He was like, I live in the neighborhood. So I just walked over. And I was like, he literally poured himself a cup of coffee, heard the cars, and just walked from his house with his coffee mug.
I know. Just walked on in. Thought he'd see what's going on.
Right. I was like, I'm so about this guy.
Yeah,
that's
like,
awesome.
I'm here for this people right now.
Right. He's like, I heard cars. I came over.
Yeah.
I heard it. And so I came outside.
So I wanted to see what happened.
It's like that Dane Cook joke.
Yeah.
But yeah. And we got to give mini lectures on the ladder series too.
I wouldn't call them lectures.
Well, no, but
just we
factoids.
Taught many people about the ladder series.
We got to drop a little bit of knowledge. Yeah.
So we'll see what happens.
But yeah, there were a surprising amount of people that came up to the mounds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some guys from Ireland.
Yeah. Bunch of meemaws and peepaws.
Bunch of meemaws and peepaws.
Bunch of meemaws and peepaws.
Yeah. But yeah, so very interesting. It'll be interesting to see what happens with that series and the road to Indy and IndyCar are both still lacking a title sponsor for the 2019 season.
So, yeah, that one kind of dropped off the discussion map, by the way.
Which means that I don't believe they've gotten anywhere with those discussions.
Yeah. It's interesting.
So.
Or the opposite. They're waiting for that last signature on the ink.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Still working out some specifics in the contract.
I don't know. It's weird.
So we will update you as soon as we have info on that.
Yeah, which we'll probably get from IndyCar itself.
Yeah.
You know, we'll see what they say.
We shall see.
We'll wait.
So, but yep, been a good season. Gonna have a lot of fun. in the fall and winter and get back at IndyCar in March. But I'm sure we'll have lots of news in the silly season.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm not. I don't think we'll be hurting for news.
Nope. Fred Watch.
We'll see.
Yeah. Alonso's, I think, just going to toy with us like a cat and mouse.
Well, and the other thing is, I think we're running out of Honda engines.
I think we are running out of Honda engines.
I think we're running out of Honda engines.
Although, if Ed Joe's doesn't get rid of the chip, there's a Honda engine.
There's a Honda engine.
That would almost be like a disgustingly good team. Dixon and Fernando Alonso.
Oh, my God. I would wager all monies.
Like, that would be, I mean, like, he would be the new Penske.
Yeah, he would be.
With that team. Like, that would just be, like, just disgusting.
Yeah.
Disgustingly talented and experienced and, yeah.
Stop it.
That'd be like having AJ Foyt and Mario on the same team.
Oh,
like,
my God.
It's not even fair.
It's not fair to anybody else.
Yeah.
Okay. You can't have that much perfection.
No. No, you can't. God. But I do enjoy Alonso. He's so funny.
He's your spirit animal.
He really is.
Yeah.
Dude, he's just always just dicking around. He's so dramatic. And yes. I'm here for it.
Yeah, I know. Every time something happens, I'm like, God damn it.
Right. I'm like, that's exactly how I would handle that.
I know. I know.
Maybe that's why you're attracted to him. You're like, there's somebody else in my life that's like this, and I seem to get along with them.
I feel like this one is a man, so that's double points.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Oh, God. We probably need to wave the right
flag. Yeah, we probably should.
What do you got for me?
I don't know that I have anything left.
All right.
I'm excited for the air race in 2 weeks. That'll be a fun time.
That will be fun.
I'm hoping the weather's really good, though. I feel like we had a really nice hot day and then we had the rain. I'd like, 2 days of in between.
That would be great.
Yeah. We'll see because it's Indiana. But if I can make a wish, that's the one I'm making.
I like it. I like that. That's good. That's a good wish.
What about you?
Sad the season is over. It's been a fun season.
It's been a
fun exhaustion season because...
Yes.
Good God, we've logged a lot of miles. But I don't know, it's kind of worth it. Long miles in the car, airplane miles to go to cars, to go see cars.
Yep. Been to a lot of states.
Yep.
A lot of flights.
A lot of flights.
A lot of miles on our cars.
A lot of miles on the cars.
A lot of fun, though.
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't trade it for anything.
No. No, it's been a great time. So, all right, well, let's wave the checkered flag.
Let's
have a great week.
Thanks for listening.